You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded on Sundays at the 11 a.m. Mass at Immaculate Conception Catholic Church in Columbia, Illinois. For more information on Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer, and now, enjoy the podcast.
The story is told about a priest who was preaching his homily one Sunday, and he was using lots of dramatic gestures, really flailing away. And with one dramatic gesture, he inadvertently knocked all of his homily notes off of the amble and tried to grab them, pick them up off the floor, and get them all reassembled, getting the pages in the right order. And as he was doing so, he said quietly, "Now, where was I?" Immediately, somebody from the front pew who heard him shouted out, "You were near the end." "I am the Alpha and the Omega," says the Lord God. And so with these words, we are all reminded today on this feast of Christ the King that is Christ who must reign in our hearts and rule over our lives from our first breath to our last, from each day's sunrise to each day's sunset. This feast of Christ the King is celebrated on the last Sunday of our church's liturgical year, just before we begin a new church year with the season of Advent next weekend, reminding us that from year's beginning to year's end, from the Alpha to the Omega, we are called to live a life of discipleship that always puts God first and lets Christ reign in our hearts and rule over our lives. That certainly can seem like an overwhelming challenge. But if we do it one day at a time, it becomes a bit more manageable. We say, "I can do that." It's like someone who's going to go on a diet and says, "I'm going to lose 25 pounds. But we say, "That's too hard to do. I can't lose that much." But if you say, "I'm going to lose a pound a week," it sounds a bit more manageable. And we say, "I can do that." This weekend, we're once again making available to you the little blue Advent booklets, which have a daily 6-minute reflection for the Advent Christmas season. Maybe you might consider beginning a new liturgical year by giving God at least 6 minutes a day for the 43 days of the Advent Christmas season with the help of these little blue reflection booklets, a way of inviting God to truly reign in your heart and rule over your life. There are 1,440 minutes in each and every day. But yet we know that if we don't set a definite time each day for giving just 6 minutes back to God, that it won't happen. But if we will give God just 6 minutes a day, then we can be assured that our life will change for the better. We will be leading a more God-centered life. We will be holier and happier. Daily prayer, to use a sports phrase, is a game changer. But we know that if we don't set a scheduled time aside for private prayer each day, our good intentions will be just that and nothing more. And so maybe we might consider writing down the time we're scheduling for ourselves each day in the little blue book. Or maybe write it down on your stewardship of time, talent, and treasure commitment forms that you received this past week. Just think, if we all scheduled just 6 minutes a day for private prayer for the 43 days of the Advent Christmas season, each one of us will have spent 4.5 hours in prayer during the Advent Christmas season. If someone told us to spend 4.5 hours in prayer, we'd all say, "I can't do that. I'm too busy." But if we're asked to just spend 6 minutes a day in prayer, we can all say, I can do that. Like anything else, the hardest part of doing something is getting started. But if you're already started and spending 6 or 10 or 15 minutes or more in private prayer each day, maybe you might consider adding just one more minute during the Advent Christmas season. That's the way I have to approach it, a minute at a time. But I know that if I have an intention to pray even more, it will seem too daunting and it will never happen. And so as we pray each day, let us remember that silence is the language of God. And so we must always make silent a part of our private prayer each day, a part of those 6 minutes during the Advent Christmas season. We all live in a noise-filled world. And just as Jesus himself often went off to a quiet place to pray, so too we must find some quiet time to ourselves so that we can listen to our God speak to the depths of our hearts. Yes, we are all challenged to let Christ our King rule over our lives and reign in our hearts from beginning to end, from dawn to dusk. But again, that might seem like an insurmountable and overwhelming challenge. But if we simply resolve to be good stewards and return to God just 6 minutes out of the 1,440 minutes that God gives each of us each day, that seems a bit more manageable. We can say, I can do that. And just think, at only 6 minutes a day, after a year's time, we will have spent nearly 37 hours in private prayer. And the good news is that will be a game changer for you, your family, and our church. This is what stewardship is all about: becoming a better disciple of Christ, our King.